McLean County is one of the most productive agricultural spots in the country. But as Epiphany and Prairie Earth Farms have shown, all that fertile soil can do a lot more than corn and soybeans. A trio of young farmers wants to turn their small acreage into something big, another player in the local food movement. I visited Funk's Grove Heritage Fruits and Grains southwest of Bloomington along Route 66. I'm walking with Katie and Jonathan Funk and Katie's fiancé, Jeff Hake, through their 9-acre organic farm.
Our orchard that we've started is back here.
There are grapevines, corn stalks, and a young orchard. Suddenly, Jeff runs off like a kid sprinting toward his presents on Christmas morning. It's one of the pumpkins he planted, finally taking shape.
I just seeing this on the vine like that, it's like a 6-inch fruit. So exciting. So excited.
If he gets this excited about a pumpkin, it's going to be quite a sight if the trio's big plans for Funk's Grove Heritage Fruits and Grains come to fruition. Katie and Jonathan are sixth-generation Funks, the family that turned its syrup operation into a Route 66 mainstay just southwest of Bloomington Normal. They're both deep into the family business in rural Shirley. Katie is the candy and sugar maker, on top of her freelance editing job. Jonathan is a partner in the business and also farms corn and beans with his dad and cousin. Together with Jeff, a sustainable ag advocate, they want to become the next chapter in the small but mighty local food movement.
I have a long-term abiding interest in getting other people like us who are our age, who are passionate about changing the world, involved in agriculture. So getting to be that and also getting the opportunity to bring other people into the fold. That's what's exciting for me.
Heritage Fruits and Grains is a spinoff run by Katie, Jonathan, and Jeff. They started modestly in 2016 with an acre of buckwheat, then winter wheat. Not a huge surprise that one of their first products was pancake mix, perfect for all that family syrup. Here's Katie Funk.
We're operating completely separately. However, we are working very much in tandem, of course. So a lot of the things that we're growing, we know we're growing them because they'll go well with the maple syrup. And at this point, the maple syrup shop is kind of our best outlet for selling what we have. So we have the pancake mix from our wheat from last year, the wheat flour, the wheat berries, and all of that is going to go really well with the maple syrup. And the popcorn that we're growing, we know we can do like maple caramel popcorn.
The new 9-acre operation is right off Route 66. If you've ever been out to Sugar Grove Nature Center, you've driven right by it.
We were harvesting sap from in there this winter. The Sugar Grove Nature Center is right down that way. The syrup shop is right over there. And we're just like in the middle of it, right? Like the main intersection. It's a pretty exciting spot to be.
They're still in the experimental phase. This year, they've got table grapes on the vine, an acre of spring wheat, 2 acres of corn, a mix of flint corn and popcorn. In the orchard are currants, apple trees, cherries, pears, peaches, almond trees, and yes, pumpkins. And Jonathan, the home brewer, is proud to say they've got an acre of two-row barley, maybe for beer.
Yeah, so experimentations will be underway, yeah, for sure.
The USDA says between 2015 and 2016, the number of certified organic farms in the country increased 11% to 14,000. U.S. farms and ranches sold $7.5 billion in certified organic commodities in 2016. That's up 23%. Funk's Grove Heritage Fruits and Grains hasn't gotten organic certification yet. One reason is it's expensive. But Jonathan, the one with traditional farming chops, says the isolated cordon-off location is perfect for their organic ambitions.
There's no chance of drift of sprays or any herbicides or fungicides.
Or pollen.
Yeah, and actually it's great for just open pollinated crops because you don't have pollen drift from other fields. Huh. It's particularly advantageous.
Katie, Jonathan, and Jeff aren't exactly new faces in the local food scene. Jeff works full-time at Prairie Earth Farm, the well-known organic vegetable farm that's a mainstay at the farmer's market. When Katie and Jonathan started kicking around the idea of starting their own thing, the Bishop family from Prairie Earth were their earliest mentors. They suggested going to the Midwest Organic Sustainable Education Service, or MOSES, conference. That's where Katie met Jeff. Now the trio has another MOSES mentor, farmer Andy Hazard from Pecatonica in northern Illinois. Katie Funk loves the community that they've found.
The willingness of people to share information is absolutely amazing, and we have just found that just about anybody that we ask for help or advice is so willing to give that to us, and that's just the community that that builds is absolutely wonderful. And that's what I've enjoyed, I think, so far the most.
For Jonathan Funk, it was Epiphany Farms that made him think that any of this was possible. He took a cooking class with them at the Garlic Press. Epiphany is now a major player in not just the local food scene, but the local restaurant scene. Several restaurants open or soon to open in Bloomington Normal and Leroy. Jeff looks up to places like Suncrest Gardens Farm in Wisconsin, a so-called pizza farm, where visitors can see the tomatoes, wheat, and other ingredients before they head into the brick oven.
To know that they've been successful doing that and that they've kind of worked out all the details, worked out all the kinks, I want that. I want something like that. So we actually talk about putting an oven in here like that. But, I mean, those kinds of operations, I wish I could remember the name of the farm now, but those kind of operations are definitely inspiring.
For now, you can buy Funk's Grove Heritage Fruits and Grains products at Green Top Grocery in Bloomington and Common Ground Grocery Co-op in Urbana, or in the Funk's Grove Syrup Shop in rural Shirley. It can also be found in the menus of several restaurants and bakeries in central Illinois. Long term, Katie, Jonathan, and Jeff are aiming for a roadside diner of their own. Katie says they'll probably start small at first, maybe brunch on some limited weekend hours.
You know, and a lot of people are traveling on Route 66, and there's not really a good place right here to stop and eat. So down the road, it might be a few or several years, but we would really like to have some sort of roadside diner here where people who are traveling by can stop and get food that we're growing right here or from our neighbors and get a really good meal. And I'm sure the maple syrup will be a big part of that.
One thing they share with Epiphany Farms and Prairie Earth is young energy. Katie, Jonathan, Jeff are in their 30s and 40s. Indeed, the most recent USDA agricultural census showed that organic producers tend to be younger, with 26% under age 45, compared to just 16% of all principal farm operators. Heritage Fruits and Grains isn't quite a full-time job, not yet.
At this point, we're just fitting it in as we can and doing what we can. The hope is that eventually we'll all be able to spend a lot more time focusing on this.
Still, it's a big step toward a dream come true for Jeff Hake, the one who got so excited about that pumpkin. He's got extensive experience in organic farming and education, and he studied ag education and policy at Tufts. He's long been obsessed with plants, botany, and really the whole natural world. But he found that horticulture and landscaping on their own weren't quite fulfilling enough.
Knowing always that I wanted to be not behind a desk or whatever, I need to be out here doing these things. And if I have the opportunity to also be interacting with the public and showing them what sustainable agriculture can be like at the same time as actually working with the land, that's perfect. And here we are just about to make that happen.
The farm hopes to open a roadside diner on the property in the next 5 years, crafting a classic menu that makes use of their own fruit and grain crops, plus food from other farmers across central Illinois. This is Sound Ideas.